kind of melons do you like best? I mean, do you raise them yourself?
That's what we do, raise them ourselves.
And what kind do you prefer to raise, that is?
We prefer watermelon and marshmallow.
No, I mean, what kind of watermelon do you prefer to raise?
Red meat. It'll be a green melon.
Right,
but we always like the red. I didn't care much about the white meat. Black seeds. But they look sometimes better watermelon than the one.
Uh-huh.
Sweeter.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's sweeter. You get one white meat, you got it too.
You know, somebody tell me they raise these big old yellow meat watermelons.
That's right.
What do they call them? They have any names?
No, I never did.
You ever seen one of them?
I didn't hear them.
They good?
What they good? Sure. It's sweet as it could be.
What'd you call it?
Big yellow meat watermelon.
Oh, some of them corn pigs.
Yeah, now and then you could get it. It'd grow like a big old green thing and grow and get yellow. Corn pigs. Could have them in the fall of the year.
Yeah.
You could be dragging them sacks on up there and get over to a corn pig. He'd stop pink trying. Post it and go to eat.
Yeah.
It'd be good, yellow meat.
When you were picking cotton, when you were out in the field, sure, did you have some sort of stuff they might bring you to drink?
Nothing but water. Bring a good drink of water.
What would they bring it to you in?
Pail, a bucket, something like that.
Would you ever have something maybe that had, you know, kind of had something in it at the top and you could take that out?
A stump of it, that'd be a jewel. Bring in a jewel. They have it stopped up and you just pull the stuff out and go drink your water.
What was the stopper you used made out of?
I call it some kind of cork. Wood.
I see. You ever use corn cob?
And you rest them out of corn cob, then.
Yeah.
And the jewels.
Yeah. Would they ever bring something out on a wagon, maybe? A barrel that would have something in it? And you'd turn it on and it would water come out of
Quasic,
it?
Quasic, that's right. And bears with Quasic.
They
didn't
use it now when the police wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
What would go run around the barrel to keep the staves, wooden staves, in place?
And well, that would we call them whoops. It'd be the little whoops go around the barrel, hold the stage together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nails used to come in.
It'd be some kind of little nails be holding a little whoop around the barrel.
Yeah.
And plays.
Well, when people bought nails, what did nails come in?
In kegs.
I see. Yeah. They were heavy too, I bet.
They were heavy.
You ever have to tote them?
Oof, you could hardly tote them kegs. Take two, one, two, it's bigger than kegs.
I bet when you were younger, though, you could carry your load, Mr. You look like a big man. They're probably
yes.
For a lot of work around here.
Ooh, well, that's a lot of work.
What did you tell us about before, how y'all hauled logs and how you did?
Oh, then you came to.
No,
clean up breaks, yeah.
But you're too near.
Clean up them sloughs, thing.
Yeah.
Men tooting logs. Cutting down trees, piling them up to put them up, getting the land clear.
And he done all that work about 14 years old. That's about his age.
I'd be pulling out too small to tote the log, and men to tote the log. And I'd drag the log, too good to be moved, up to the pine. Cleaning, breaking the ground, ain't never been broke up. Run a big cane plow.